Jack Grealish gets punched, Chris Smalling gets shoved, and Spurs' top four hopes take another hit. This is In Airplane Repair. What do you think? You are listening to In Airplane Repair, the most uncensored, unedited and unprofessional football podcast available anywhere in the season of Storm Graham, which is upon us.
We got Gareth.
Yeah, it's Gareth. Yeah, it's Gareth.
Sweet.
Yeah. So joining me today to discuss the race for the top four and so much more. He's the only one of us who's coached the team. Jasper Kawaja, how are you?
Yeah, I'm good. It's good to be here. You know, I haven't coached a team in quite a long time now as well. Not that I should lose my title, but do we have a limit for our title? Can they run out?
Six more months.
I might need to.
Yeah. And his Twitter other half is with us. The only one of us who's played the game at the highest level, Luke Stamper. Welcome. How are you, Luke?
Yeah, hello. Good to be here. Doing well. Doing well, thanks.
Yeah. And you've actually got a dash a bit early this week because you are playing the game at the highest level or something like that?
Yeah, something like that.
Something like that. He doesn't really want to go into it, does he?
No.
No.
Yeah. Suspicious.
We'll just assume it's the Champions League.
Luke plays for Schalke, doesn't he?
Schalke.
I'm pretty sure.
Yeah. Yeah. And the only one of us who has the statistical knowledge on this podcast is Otto_Wolf, and he joins us live from his home. Hello.
Where else does everyone else join us from?
Well, you were going to be live in the studio, and then, you know.
I was going to be live in the studio, but I mean, the audience don't know.
No, they don't know that.
My hair is slightly different in sound quality.
Well, so aren't we most of the audience? So in a way, the audience does know that.
It does actually remind me of when we listen to
if you don't know whose voice that was, so let me introduce you to @thejdoggydog.
Hello.
Well, it's funny you say that, Otto, because I'm just going to quickly, before we get started on the football, I'm just going to quickly go to one of our reviews.
We got a new review.
On Apple Podcasts, because we are on Apple Podcasts and you can subscribe at any time. We've got a new review here that says, excellent, very informed. Not sure about that Johnny guy, though, but great work. 5 stars.
Whoa.
Oh. Yeah.
What's the username there? I have to hunt this guy down.
Yeah.
I don't need to go. I think I know exactly who it is. I'll tell you later.
Okay. All right. Okay. Wow. Thank you, AbsFabs95. Shall we get on to Arsenal 2, Manchester United 0? Jasper, did Arsenal deserve to win 2-0?
I only saw the first half hour of this game.
Oh.
And in the first half hour, they were deserving of their lead. Now you can go to others for the remaining 60 minutes.
Johnny, in your time, I know you have played. You're not famous for playing the game, but you have been a keeper.
Yeah.
As a keeper, as a former keeper, would you say De Gea should have saved Xhaka's shot?
Yeah, you'd think so. I mean, it did take a seriously big swerve right at the last minute. But I feel like that's when you'd think you'd have the reactions to deal with that. But it feels harsh to criticise De Gea on reaction saves, as he's probably the best in the world at it. Like, you just could, I don't know. It probably was very hard to do because it did move a lot.
Yeah. Gary Neville said any goal that goes in the, where the ball goes in the centre of the goal,
it's
a mistake.
I thought it was a De Gea mistake. It's hard to, it's just very strange. Like, it did swerve, but a lot of them swerve these days. And it was like he moved his feet too far anyway. Like, he was accounting for it to swerve the other way. Yeah. It was a very windy day.
It was windy.
So you don't know what it was like pitch side, but
I don't think it would have been that windy because the ball was very low on the floor, so it can't have been that. It can't have been affected by the wind that much. It's not like it was a high looping shot. It was a low shot.
Yeah. Mm. I just, maybe if the wind, if it was windy in the other direction, maybe De Gea, you naturally start think it will go. I'm not sure. I'm trying to make it.
It looked like a beach ball shot.
Yeah.
You know, like a kind of windy.
think it was a mistake.
Luke, before we get to Arsenal, I'm going to ask you about Manchester United. You know, obviously the miracle of Paris in midweek. Is a result like this Arsenal defeat expected after such highs earlier on in the week?
I don't think it's crazy. I think they made a lot of their own problems against Arsenal. Like, Arsenal weren't very good, and Man U made enough chances to have won the game, I thought, but it just didn't kick the ball in the net. And they still have quite a lot of key players injured. I don't think they played like terribly. I don't think they've like put in a performance that they should be like too disheartened about. So probably not expected, but not ridiculous. And also, it's not happened in a really bad way.
No, it's all right. They're still in the hunt for the top four.
Going back to Paris, I actually had a question for the panel. Do you think in some ways the Man United comeback against PSG was even more incredible than the Barcelona 6-1?
No.
Because Man United were 10 players injured away in Paris, 3-1. PSG were, away at Barcelona, but they had Messi, Neymar, Suarez. Do you know what I mean? And Barca were at home.
It was the first time ever someone's overturned a 2-0 home defeat.
And they were literally playing McTominay in centre mid. Fred.
McTominay, I can't really...
And they brought on that guy with...
Dallow,
the guy who made his debut. He's 17.
He was on the pitch
for... You know, he went to school the next day. He went to school the next day.
Fuck.
The thing is, I feel like the reason why maybe you kind of don't think this is as impressive is because this game, it felt like the Barcelona one was kind of achieved more on merit. Whereas this one was achieved more on, like...
Yeah.
PSG really fucking it up. And like, obviously, 100% agree. The 6-1 and the other one.
But that's why it was, like, more incredible in a weird way. Like, it was the kind of game, Man United, where you might nick a 1-0 away from home. They somehow scored 3 goals.
And maybe
and
if you take
barely that, created an actual chance.
I guess I just couldn't
believe, I genuinely couldn't believe it.
Where they were, like, a few months ago in the season as well, you know?
Yeah.
You wouldn't have thought.
Yeah, even going into the game, I was thinking I'd be happy if Man U just lose 2-0 here and get this out of the way, and then, you know, we go on to different things. And then, like,
was it definitely a penalty, the Kimpembe thing?
I don't think it was.
It's quite interesting how they say, you know, with handballs, when you watch a handball in slow motion, it always looks worse. And so VAR doesn't really account for the fact of that, but
yeah.
So they should just watch it at double speed.
So,
over and over. to give the defender the benefit of the doubt.
And then they watch it in double speed, so they're not biased.
They actually watch double speed and slow motion simultaneously, so then they don't, like, you know, get blown away by the slow motion.
Yeah.
But is it a pen for you, Johnny?
I thought it was definitely a pen when I was watching it. But then I was probably caught up in the emotion of everything.
Well, that's what a fan should.
It's hard to see when you're jumping. When you see the real time shot, you're just like, that's ridiculous.
The thing is, he's not looking at it when it hits him, and it's come quick, but he jumps to block a shot and sticks his arms out.
Yeah, but why does he turn his back? I don't really
understand. Yeah, I think it was poor defending.
It's avoidable because he was trying to block the ball and he knew the ball was about to be shot, so like he could have not had his arms out, I guess.
The thing is, there's been like a series of bad VAR handballs. Like, do you see Otamendi against Schalke was like poor. There have been some in like Serie A. And then like the World Cup, of course, I always go back to Perisic. That for me was just never
I'm turning against the VAR, I reckon.
For handballs, I think they're just definitely doing it badly at the moment. Yeah, I don't mean.
I think the rules for handball just aren't very, like, people don't really know what they should be. I don't think it's about VAR necessarily. It's just it brings out the
fact. It is a bit weird how there are people there are qualified referees who just disagree whether it is a pen or not.
Yeah.
But the thing is, like, what, unnatural position? Position. I don't know how to say that word.
Well, what more do you need? It's that ridiculous rule.
What is an unnatural position?
Yeah.
Well, it actually is supposed to be deliberate in the rules, isn't it?
No, or unnatural.
Or unnatural.
But what does that mean?
Yeah, like, what does that mean? Like, when you jump in the air, your arms move about.
Yeah, I know. Exactly. And different people's arms will actually move in different ways.
And it's exactly, if you're Mamadou Saka, your arms will move all over the place.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, that's natural for you, but not for me.
Well, you could make an argument that it is unnatural to move low.
Yeah, is it like a global standard of unnatural?
Exactly.
Or is it a subjective unnatural based on that player?
That's right.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Because if it was the second, you should probably make a name for yourself as someone who has their arms in bizarre.
shall we draft a new handball rule?
That's a good idea.
Yeah.
You want to draft
for FIFA? We could do one. Like, yeah.
Okay. Well, you're gonna have to. Okay. So, at the end of the pod, we'll come back to you, Jasper, and you can have the new revised handball rule.
Okay. All right. Okay.
Maybe Jasper, you should do some jumping, like on the camera. Oh, you can kind of see what is natural.
Well, okay, my natural
If only this was a video pod.
Oh.
So
if you subscribe, it can be.
So you don't. If you don't have to subscribe to be able to tweet us, but you could tweet us. Do you think it was a handball? What is an unnatural position? Another thing you could ask us about is Unai Emery's record, well, it's very much better than Wenger's, especially against the top six. Why is that, Otto _ Wolf?
Well,
alright, I think he's frozen, so we'll come to Jasper. Well, what?
There's definitely more intensity. Buzz around the place, isn't there?
Mm.
There's more, well, to be fair, he's obviously implementing a more clear style. I mean, we say Wenger played good football, but by the end they were caught between two things. Now it's quite clear what they do. What is that noise?
What is that, like a lawnmower?
Is that me?
I don't know.
I think so.
No, that'd be me.
Ah, yeah.
Yeah.
Nothing's changed.
Oh, it's back. No, it's back. It's back.
I'll hang up and join again.
Yeah, they're actually a lot better than they've got like 25% more points than they had last season, Arsenal.
Yeah, they're more feisty. To be fair, there's now, for the first time in years, Arsenal have got some genuine, like, dicks. Do you know what I mean? Like,
dicks. I always thought Xhaka was a dick.
Yeah, but now he's like always leaving a foot in. Torreira is a bit like that.
Yeah, Torreira is.
Guendouzi is also. They've got a bit of a nasty side to them, which is kind of a good thing for them as a club, I think.
Yeah. Well, I mean, as a club, they currently sit above Manchester United after that victory, 2 points above. The fight for the top four is well and truly on. Because Spurs lost again. It's their third defeat in four games.
Letting us down.
That's crazy.
So basically, Poch said they're too arrogant.
No, but they are just letting us down like that. They also have we done a pod since they lost the undrawables?
No,
we haven't.
See, I was listening to the last pod, and Luke, you said they will let us down and they will end up drawing. And they
did. They did it in a really like a pretty bad way as well. Like there wasn't even they didn't even let us have any more build up after that pod. It was literally the next game they went and drew.
No, but it was quite an exciting way to draw. To be fair.
Yeah.
I was watching it with an Arsenal fan and two Tottenham fans, and it was quite exciting.
It just kind of feels like they can't be arsed. Like they just play well for like half an hour, and then they just suck. Mm.
Do we reckon it's the lack of depth in the squad?
I don't know. We thought it was World Cup hangover initially, didn't we?
And do you think it's maybe like
they've had little patches like this throughout the year, though?
Yeah.
Do you think maybe because they've never won the league, you know, like being. You kind of like, you know, putting the pressure on is enough for them to be like, we're doing pretty well. They don't have that extra little push they need, like, to.
I think they're
not that disappointed.
I don't know, I feel like that kind of stuff is a bit overstated. I feel like Man City just have, like, an incredible squad.
Yeah,
Man City and Liverpool are definitely the lead above
Spurs. Even with Liverpool, you look at Liverpool's front three, Man City have got three players that could come in and replace their front three. Do you know what I mean? It's like.
Oh, I found out what apparently Mike Dean said to Pochettino.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, nice.
He said, you bottled it.
No way.
Apparently, that's what he said.
No way. Wow. Has he actually like been sanctioned or something?
Yeah. Poch was in the stands last match.
Okay, right. Well,
Poch Dean was sanctioned. Was Mike Dean sanctioned?
No. Mike Dean.
What,
that's how Poch Dean was just like, you can't say that.
So Spurs have got a tough run in, but in April they're moving into their new stadium apparently.
Have you seen them through the Champions League?
Oh yeah, they did get through the Champions League. That is a good point. We should credit where credit's due. Yeah,
they smashed them.
Yeah, so actually,
there's never in doubt.
Spurs fans.
The revelation that the Bundesliga is actually a bit rubbish.
No, Dortmund is just in really bad form.
They're not winning the league anymore.
Yeah, I'm going to hold off on saying the Bundesliga is rubbish.
They're like 10 points in the league.
I think the Bundesliga is rubbish, and any team that can't beat them just is an awful outfit.
And the French league is actually the real.
Yes. Oh, what a league!
I had a note here to say Probs should talk about Lukaku because he scored so many goals recently.
Yeah.
Anyone have anything to say about Big Rom?
Oh, he's really large, isn't he?
Well, he's actually a little
interesting.
Bit of news. He changed his pre-game meal from... This is kind of the stuff Otto would normally say, but... And I didn't... Someone just told me this. Holy sauce. But he changed his pre-match meal from a heavy pasta dish to a bit of a slightly lighter omelette. Some of the omelettes are that light. I feel like it depends what was with the pasta, whether that was really heavier.
Is that a compliment or an insult that you said this is the kind of stuff I would say? I don't know.
It's a compliment.
I think it's just a statement.
I'm quite surprised that Lukaku's been given quite a lot of freedom in the front three. He's quite often on the wing. I think it does work for him. Because when he plays his best is when he can kind of charge at people, build up some speed. But it's just interesting because he's just like, he just seems like such like an archetypal target man. But I do like the fact that Ollie's given him more space and freedom. Mm.
Well, it's because he's running out of other players to put in.
Yeah, pretty much.
Because when everyone comes back, when Martial and Rashford and Lingard and everyone's back, does Lukaku get dropped again, or does he stay in the team?
If he keeps scoring,
I think he's got to stay.
If he keeps scoring two goals every week, all right. Well, I've got here. Oh yeah, so we're in the race for the top four. Another team in the race for the top four. Oh yeah, that was going to. Spurs have got a tough run in. I already said that. Maybe.
Yeah, so Spurs aren't even going to get top four. Maybe.
Well, are Chelsea going to get top four?
Well, they're being shit as well.
Because they drew, I've written here, Hazard gets Chelsea out of jail. Johnny, did you watch that game?
No, I didn't. I got the updates on my phone there.
Yeah. From the updates.
The updates,
bro. Wow, at first, shit, they're losing.
That was my exact reactions as well.
I did see this game, actually.
Oh, Jasper, wow.
Jasper, the same day.
The fact that it was interesting is Wolves have got the best away record outside the top two.
What do you know?
So, and Wolves they are very solid. First half, they didn't pose a threat, though. In the second half, they were quite good on the counter. And it's like, Chelsea were just really struggling to break them down. I still think Chelsea, like we say, are missing a couple of, there's a couple of weaknesses that prevent them playing the kind of football they need to be to break down a team like that. And then, Hazard bailed them out. He was he was all right all game, but when he's not on absolute sparkling form,
season,
it's so
it?
Hard to break down like a deep defence like that.
Oh, Johnny, to come back to you actually. Jorginho getting booed when he was subbed off. As a fan, if you were a Chelsea fan, would you boo Jorginho when he was coming off?
So why is he being booed?
Don't know really. I guess he's not.
I think they think he probably represents this Sarri style, and they probably want someone a little bit more Sarri's direct. Yeah.
So are they trying to? They're booing Sarri through Jorginho. Is that what's going on there? You think
a little bit? Yeah.
That seems like a kind of shit thing to do.
I doubt Chelsea fans have the nuanced kind of view.
That's quite a
key signing to boo the manager.
It's quite a procedure to do that.
Yeah, I think that's a couple of logical steps that you've got.
No, I think that's subconscious. I think they're subconscious.
Oh, I like it. That's better.
Psychological expertise.
Yeah.
That case, I'll be booing with the hardest. But not knowing why.
Luke.
Maybe it's because he's Italian. He has like an Italian name, so they're just like.
Is that you? Yeah.
I like the call of these competing different hypotheses. We should run some tests on what Chelsea fans will boo to see which one, whether it's subconscious booing, whether it's slightly misguided, racist booing. It's all good stuff.
Yeah, this is
kind of
stuff comes to this podcast
for. Luke, Manchester City won 3-1. Just how good is Raheem Sterling?
Who did they beat again? I don't think I saw this game.
It was Watford.
It was a controversial first goal and then two more goals.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, it's good lad. Runs weird, runs quick, surprisingly strong, kicks the ball sometimes well, sometimes badly, but this time, three times well.
Okay, thanks for that, Luke.
Did he kick the first ball?
It was kicked onto him.
Yeah, not really. But this is the thing.
He's
got to be in the right place at the right time. Good tactical awareness.
Well, he was just offside, wasn't he?
Yeah. He's got to be in the wrong place, but not know it.
So this
you got to be in the wrong place in the right way at the right time.
Yeah, exactly.
We didn't really get that here, but okay.
it was really good.
Brendan Rodgers said after his 3-1 victory over Fulham with Leicester that Jamie Vardy is more intelligent than he thought he was.
Did he say that?
Yeah.
I mean,
oh my god, that's so.
Expectations of Jamie Vardy beforehand.
Well, yeah, I mean, I guess.
Wonder.
Yeah, so we've got to know, kind of like, you know, if you're just expecting like a
he turns up on time and he's like,
I think he was more talking about like his movement off the ball, his like, you know, his footballing brain.
Did he go on to clarify that?
Yeah.
He has been. He's actually more of a playmaker than I would have expected.
Yeah.
He kind of fulfills that role. Actually, I think. Yeah.
We didn't really touch the title race because it's just like, oh god, it's going down to the wire, isn't it?
Yeah, let's keep waiting, I think.
Sadio Mane would be the top scorer in the league if you didn't take penalties into account.
And free kicks.
Oh, stat battle.
No, but I don't actually think the top scorer scored that many free kicks.
Yeah, so...
Yeah, probably. I see.
But the stat was just like, he scored the most from open play.
Yeah.
Maybe
he should get on penalties.
Maybe. I don't know. I think he's too unreliable. He's too...
Yeah, I can imagine.
Scattergun.
How has he scored that many goals?
That's why he's scoring the league then, isn't
it? So he scored more than Salah?
No, he hasn't scored more than Salah.
Take away pens, yes.
Who's got the most... Who is?
Who's top scorer?
Yeah, who is?
Don't know.
I think is it Aguero?
Aguero, maybe Salah.
Stats man incoming.
Yeah. Before we, maybe we should move on to the quiz before you have to go, Luke. But
that's a good point.
We should just quickly say that Cardiff won a game against the odds against inconsistent West Ham.
Yeah, that's crazy. I can't believe it.
Pretty much everyone at the bottom.
Brighton won as well against Palace. Who saw that coming? Not me. And Newcastle 3, Everton 2. Pickford, should he be stripped of the number one shirt?
He's playing really poorly, isn't he? Did you see, you know, they were winning 2-0 and he kind of made a bit of a mistake. And obviously he was getting abused from the Newcastle fans because he used to be Sunderland. But he was like kind of laughing at the fans at that point. Looks really bad now.
See, Johnny, I know Pickford is your hero, but
yeah.
I mean, like, is he actually good? He's good at kicking. He's good at.
Oh, he's so good at kick.
Yeah.
Yeah, but he's not really, is he? I mean, because he's made a lot of mistakes.
Yeah.
But. I don't know, the hard thing is who, like, is this the number one England spot, right?
That's what we're saying, yeah.
It's not that clear who to replace him. I mean, you got, like, I know Heaton doesn't, like, fill me with confidence if he's in an England jersey.
No.
So we just need to...
Maybe you just have to take Pickford as he comes, you know? He's got passion. He might occasionally just not be tall enough, but it's like...
I don't think he's that good. I think I've already said this, haven't I?
Yeah. Well, he was shit at the weekend.
Maybe he's a tournament player. Maybe he thrives in tournaments.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe.
Do you get that? Do you have those kind of players?
I feel like you might do in, like, World Cups. You get the same
kind of players. Yeah, okay, maybe international.
Yeah.
It's not just because international football, everything's a slightly lower level. Well, a much lower level.
Johnny, let's just have your... Whoa, what was that? What did you say?
Well, that's international football. Just generally, is a lower level because you don't get to pick your team. It's just whoever the fuck you have in your at the time.
But then you, the French national side?
I mean, they don't just pick random people good. From each country. You know,
you do get to be best of Barcelona Madrid for a few years.
But Spain was the best of Barcelona Madrid, but still they would have both been beat by Barcelona Madrid.
Because they were just like Barcelona with a bit of Madrid and no Messi, which is probably worse than Barcelona.
And no, I don't know. PK and Ramos is a pretty decent centre back pairing.
Yeah, and John Terry and Rio Ferdinand is, but apparently not.
Oh, well, I don't know how to respond to that. I can't.
That's a debate for another day.
For another day, perhaps. All right, well, before we get on to the Champions League and the FA Cup next weekend and just so much exciting football. God, I can barely contain myself. Let's get on to the bit of the In Our Plane Repair show that everyone loves the most. It's the quiz. Let's hand over to... our expert quizmaster Otto_Wolf. Oh, before we do that, let me just quickly pay tribute to our latest subscriber. Her name is Anne Proctor.
Why are they all women?
Well,
I think
you know how it is.
they're all from Johnny's Tinder. His opening line.
Well,
subscribe.
Yes, so don't forget to subscribe to us on SoundCloud and enjoy the next episode of Otto's quiz time.
Yeah, I'm gonna spin off into my own
country. I'm gonna spin off. He's pirouetting into the distance.
Okay, so I think everyone predicted at least someone to win or lose in the Sheffield Derby. So
I picked a draw. I said no,
did you
draw.
A draw.
Yeah.
Did anyone else?
No, I said 2-2 draw. Sorry, so I got 1 point.
Yeah, you get 1 point. You get 1 point. I'll just check. Because
I actually watched it. It's pretty dull.
Yeah. Excellent, feisty.
I gave Northern the purists.
Men. Yeah, it was.
What, 2-2?
No, 0-0.
Oh, right, yeah. No, Jasper said it was 2-2, but it was actually
0-0.
I got confused.
Yeah, Jasper, you did say 2-2, can confirm.
So you do keep a record.
Alright, so this week, I decided the theme would be people being banned.
Oh, okay.
I like it. The first question is, Luis Suarez got banned 3 times on separate occasions for, biting, as we all remember fondly.
Mm.
Can you name the 3 times? I'll give you a point for the team that it was against and the player that was bitten.
No,
I've got two.
I got one.
You've got time to think.
No, but I know, like...
You know when it's, not coming, do you know?
Okay, I'll have a guess at the third team, I suppose.
You can definitely get.
Yeah, I'm
just
fine.
We're gonna be.
Did he beat a Chelsea player? I
can't remember. Just been shoved off into the den.
So I'm also gonna try a segment this week of taking a bit from Garth Crooks' team of the week and seeing if you can work out what player it is.
Oh, excellent.
I don't know if this section's going to work, but okay, we'll do this question.
I actually really do love Garth Crooks' team of the week.
Do you read it every week?
I actually do.
The thing is, what I don't want to happen is you guys just start nerding out like Luke and just reading.
That is a good point. Nerding
out. Are you guys ready for the answers?
Okay.
Luke's been frozen for a while.
Yeah, I suppose.
All right.
First team was versus PSV.
I was actually going to say PSV. That was going to be my guess. No idea who the player. Pardon?
Did you guess?
I have no idea who the player is.
But did you say PSV?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, really?
In the Dutch league. I knew there was one in Holland and, like, PSV's
in someone called Otman Bakal.
Okay.
All right. Next one. I hope you all got this. Chelsea and Ivanovic.
Yes.
I got Chelsea. I couldn't remember Chelsea. That it was Ivanovic.
I forgot that.
Name
Luke.
It
rings a bell now, but...
Bells are ringing.
I didn't think of a player because I was like, I don't know, played for Spurs. That was several years ago. But I got the next one.
All right, yeah. Italy and Kieran.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh. Everyone got that.
Johnny didn't sound like he got it.
Johnny went.
Well, I put Germany. I just knew it was an international game. I just
Germany.
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 Fair and fair on
that,
guys.
Yeah.
David. Oh no, wait.
He's one of the answers, David.
Well, you got a clue for the answer. Alan Pardew got banned for headbutting a player.
David,
which team and which player?
Oh shit!
It was against.
I can't think of any Davids in the Premier League.
I wouldn't focus on the David part.
Okay,
it's not a mistake.
Can you remember who he headbutted?
Yes, I think I know. I think it was.
I can't remember.
Oh, do we get a point for the team?
Yeah, you get a point for the team and a point for the player.
So far we've played for 6 points, have we?
Yeah, so far you've played for 6 points and Jasper, you're doing pretty well. Yeah.
Don't forget you can play along at home. And, you know, can you beat Jasper? Because we're not going to.
Sure, let me just think of a player.
He's just going to like it.
All right, I'm going to go with... I think it's Hull.
Yeah.
Is it Hull? And I'm going to go with Maguire, but I don't think it is Maguire.
Oh, no, but close.
Ah.
I wrote Sunderland, and then I just put Adam.
Isn't he called David?
He's called David, that was a clue.
Oh, you said don't get fixed on the David.
Yeah, what the hell was that?
Oh, Adam David.
Don't get fixed on the David, but like his first name is still David.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
Well, yeah.
Did anyone else? So, only Thomas got Hull.
Yeah.
Oh.
Nice. And the player was David Myler.
Oh, I remember him. Yeah.
I don't, but I might have done.
All right, the next one, before we do the Garth Crooks round...
Oh, excellent.
...is Nigel Pearson got sacked by Leicester following him choking a player on the side of the pitch.
Oh, no.
Which player and which team? Another 2 points.
It wasn't like his own player, was it? It wasn't his own team.
I don't think so.
No.
So maybe
he's still... player, if this helps, is still playing.
I'm not going to get this. I don't think I know who it is.
Same team, I think.
Were Villa still in there? Maybe it was Villa.
How are you on Nigel Pearson's managing career?
Oh, it's not. I wouldn't put it as my strong suit.
Sorry.
It wouldn't be my specialist topic on mask.
what would your specialist topic be? Because I should really get some questions you've had.
Teams that messed up winning the league.
I haven't got anything for this
one. Was it Burnley?
No.
Okay.
I'm going to go with Villa.
That's what I said.
To QPR.
No!
Crystal Palace. There's a player called...
What? There's a player called what?
Jimmy.
Like
a Brazilian, like...
Jimmy spelled J-E-M-I or something like that. Jimmy.
Just regular. Yeah, okay. Well, it was a good guess.
You didn't sound
it was MacArthur.
Okay.
So nobody gets that. Well, there we go. That's that week. But we've got the Garth Crooks round.
I think I might have to leave now.
There's only one. I'll be very quick.
Okay, shoot.
So I'm just going to read out what Garth Crooks has said about a player.
Okay. And I'm not going to obscure the name, and you just tell me what player it was.
Yeah.
The unselfishness of this player was wonderful to see. Not only was his game unselfish, but the England international played what I call grown-up football.
Okay, I'm going to go with James Ward-Prowse.
He's not an England international.
Yes, he is.
Not fully.
He has got a cap.
Has he? No.
Maybe.
Youth caps.
No.
Might be, yeah. I had him in my head, but that's what I thought, no.
Would you really refer to him as an England international?
Yeah.
Garth Cooks, you know?
Well, he might do, that's the thing.
Maybe Sterling, being unselfish, passing the ball.
Scoring a hat trick.
Oh, yeah.
Sterling, but then he scored a lot of goals, didn't he?
I'm going with James Ward-Prowse all the way.
Johnny?
I'm literally just going with Young, English player. I'm going to go with Rashford. But he hasn't been very unselfish.
Yeah, would he have gone into the team of the week as well off his performance against Arsenal?
Oh, is it from Arsenal, not from the midweek?
Well, Garth Crooks doesn't do the Champions League.
Oh, right. I feel like I'm at a disadvantage here.
Luke?
Yeah, I think I could get it if I had a long time to think and, you know, brainstorm, but I don't. So, Harry Maguire.
Harry Maguire?
Yeah.
Unselfish.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what you need in a defender. An
unselfish
defender. Yeah,
no, I can't think of any other English players right now. It's not
been
a good week for me. I'm
dazzled. Just blasted shots
of left, right,
center.
All right,
Jasper?
Maybe Vardy.
Hey!
Yes, come
on!
Yay! Yeah, he was good.
That's kind of patched out. It's called a grown-up performance for him.
Well,
we were discussing earlier, Vardy.
But this is the exact kind of Vardy bias. I think people.
Brendan Rodgers expected.
Certainly.
And he's been real grown up recently.
You're much cleverer than I thought.
Well done. Like, pat on the head.
You're a clever little Vardy.
We need to do a prediction just quickly before Luke goes. What's Champions League tomorrow?
Liverpool Bayern.
Let's do that.
Yeah, do you want to do Liverpool Bayern?
Oh,
yes,
God.
Wait, where is this one? Is that
in Munich?
At the Allianz Arena.
Yeah.
At the Allianz.
Who winner of the Six Nations?
Oh, yeah, we could do that as well.
Oh, fuck that.
Or we could do Liverpool.
I mean, I'm happy to do the Six Nations. I'm just annoyed that Wales beat England.
So, what are we doing?
I guess we'll just do Liverpool by a minute.
Oh, Luke's, he's gone. He's had enough.
Well, I guess he just default gets no prediction.
That's some valuable points.
Is it... Okay, what's going to happen?
I'm going to say 1-1, and Liverpool will go through. So, how are you measuring this? There could almost be three things. You could measure correct result, scoreline, and who goes through, if you wanted to.
Not really, because most draws.
Not really. No. Yeah, well, all draws that Liverpool go from.
Well,
no.
You could do a 0-0 and like a penalty. Oh, hello, Luke.
Oh, we thought you'd gone.
I'm back. What were we predicting?
Bayern Munich, Liverpool.
I'm gonna say 2-1 Liverpool.
Whoa.
I'm gonna go with 3-1 Liverpool.
Whoa.
Well, you know what's going to happen. It's going to be 2-1 for a long time, and then, you know, they're going to score on the brain. Kill it.
I mean, you're assuming a 2-1.
I think it's going to be 1-1 for a long time, and Liverpool are going to be in danger, and then Van Dijk's going to slam it home.
Oh, you know, it could just be like 0-0 and go to pens or something.
Liverpool aren't in danger. Bayern Munich would be in danger at 1-0.
Oh, I don't
That's
know.
True.
I'm
That's
scared.
True. Well,
yeah, but there'd also be one goal for Bayern.
I'm scared. I feel like the mentality, like, because we should have won it last year. They're not going to be up for it.
Bayern won 6-0 at the weekend. They're playing well.
Bayern are playing really well.
I can actually maybe see them.
I might go that thing, you know, where you like bet against your team.
Yeah.
So like, I'm gonna go with Bayern win 3-0.
Fucking hell!
Just so that when it does happen, I'll be like, oh, at least I'm getting a point.
Yeah.
That's
Are you a Liverpool fan now?
I'm a English football fan.
I'm an English fan.
So you know,
I've got a game there.
Farewell, Luke. See you next week.
Yeah.
Good luck in the champo.
Yeah, good luck.
Show those Man City bastards what for.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Leave a leg in on Sterling, would you? Could be the snake.
Yeah.
I don't know how I feel about that game. I'm actually quite scared.
Yeah, I'd be scared.
Liverpool's away form in Europe.
They haven't.
Liverpool just haven't been that good recently.
They've lost their last five games away in Europe, including the final, the semi-final against Roma, and all the group games they've played.
Yeah, it's going to be tight. Would you, if you get knocked out though, would you rather get knocked out in a weird way?
No.
You wouldn't rather, but it does just mean Prem.
I don't know, but it's just.
And Champa, yeah. You're still going to have to do a quarter semi. Oh no,
I think
just stating the obvious.
0 points this week.
Jeez. No, but no, like the momentum.
You got one of the...
Imagine going for the league and you got this Champions League semi final. Imagine like that.
Yeah. I don't think you got any.
But I was looking at Man City's games, and I think they've got something like Palace away, then Spurs and Chelsea potentially in a row.
United,
and if they've got a Champions League quarter or something in between them, that's going to really test them. They can't win every single one of all of those games.
Maybe.
It's just not possible.
I don't know.
I don't know.
Yeah.
It's good to get momentum going though, isn't it?
It is, exactly. A good
like
cup
a European
run.
Win. Yeah.
Yeah, I just have the scores.
Nothing's really changed. Well, actually, Johnny's increased his lead on Luke. Luke's on 42, having achieved 0 points this week. Johnny got 46. Thomas is on 55, and then Jasper's got kind of built his lead a bit to 59.
Okay.
After 2 weeks away, he's still in the lead.
All right.
The semis
well, yeah, exactly. Well, yeah, tune in next week for more.
I like how at the end of my section we also have a bit of chatting at the end before the end show. Post-quiz banter.
Yeah, it's unprofessional, unedited, you know, it's like we do what we want.
And the unworst, as we wanted to do last
time. And the unworst. So, Zidane's gone back to Real Madrid.
Oh.
Alert.
You couldn't write it.
You couldn't.
You really did.
Not many did write it, though, even. Like, no one really... Everyone thought Mourinho was about to go back.
I think they were talking to Mourinho.
Yeah, like, it was reported the day before. Everyone in the press thought Mourinho was going to be announced.
But Mourinho, they left on really bad terms, didn't they?
Yeah.
He did with the players.
Yeah, with the players.
In particular, yeah.
But then, I guess, obviously, if Zidane... Because he knew things were going to fall apart, so he's like, I'm out of here.
Yeah.
And then he's like, I'm coming.
Why is Zidane going back?
He's probably going back on terms where he'll get... A blank check.
That's what he's. Have you seen all the demands he's made for players he wants to buy?
Oh yeah,
no, go on.
Oh yeah, I saw it. It was so funny. It was on our soccer today. Everything on our soccer is being about Zidane wanting players. It said he wants.
Well, how much is this people just like claiming to know what Zidane wants? You know.
Yeah.
Well,
exactly.
Bale is going to be on the way out.
Bale is getting treated.
Oh yeah, Zidane has asked for.
Have you seen all the?
The fans.
The fans are booing him, but also one of the other who was it? One of the other players just said Bale spends all his time playing golf or something. Then his agent in response said, "People at Madrid should be kissing Bale's feet."
Ooh.
So obviously that didn't.
Well,
go down well.
He's welcome in the Prem. He's welcome. I can see him going back to Spurs.
So Zidane has apparently it's been reported that Zidane has asked for Hazard, Pogba, Lucas, Mane, and Mbappe.
Well, he can fuck off with Mane.
But then also Lucas. Somebody asked Florentino whether he would prefer Mbappe or Neymar, and he said, "Why not both?"
Financial fair play.
So they're just like obviously just like. I don't know.
You said in fair play in the fair play land, Man City are they going to be banned for the Champions League? At one point, I think we're saying that.
Who is it that's just got a ban? Chelsea
got an embargo.
They got transfer ban.
And now
there's some
City,
shit going on with City.
Yeah,
they've been investigated for something.
Yeah, I know.
And then every team in the Premier League has asked them what they're going to do about it.
Okay.
But they're not going to get banned in the Champions League. Like the thing is, it's like there's too much money to lose.
So was Hazard not on that list?
Yeah, he was on the list.
He was okay.
Of course, he gets linked with them every single transfer market, doesn't he? Apparently, Kante is the person.
I was thinking Kante might be
because
he wanted Kante before he left.
Uh huh.
And so it would make sense for him to come back and be like, these are my things.
It's going to be a weird few months for him to the end of the season. They've got nothing to play for at all.
That's probably all right, I guess. He gets to just
play some youngsters, I suppose. Yeah. But
see who he wants to keep.
I guess Chelsea. There could be a bit of an exodus at Chelsea, didn't there?
Especially with this embargo, yes. Can't get people in.
Yeah. What about in the defensive area? Is Ramos still
Ramos, if Mourinho come back, would definitely leave.
Because wasn't there some bust up with the president as well?
Yeah, apparently after the Ajax game, the president went in the dressing room and I they were having a big argument. Ramos in it.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. What did... Marcelo's passed away, but he's been shocking this year, horrendously. Okay. So he'll go. Varane's still
playing. I think probably Ramos needs to go, to be honest.
Yeah, it would be another big one.
I think he's the old guard and it's time that he kind of leaves.
I read someone say, obviously, don't assume that Van Dijk's going to be at Liverpool forever.
Mm-hmm. Interesting.
Because, if they don't win trophies, he'll go to Real Madrid, won't he?
Yeah. No, but the thing is, they've only had him for just over a season now.
A season and a half, haven't they? Yeah, I mean, I think he'll stay for another season even if they don't.
He definitely can't leave that quickly.
And then it's weird, Modric, Kroos look very poor at the moment, but they might just be knackered. Partly.
Yeah, it's easy to forget they have won three Champions Leagues in a row.
Because
the thing is, Real Madrid, they literally have nothing to play for now.
Mm.
So they just take the rest of the season off, and then try and come back next season? Because they're knocked out of every cup. The La Liga's outside. I don't really see what's the point of bringing in Zidane and having this new manager rush. But it's actually pointless.
Well, I guess it's a way to get established before the transfer window opens, so you can be really prepared for summer.
And it keeps the fans happy, I guess, because the fans just like to. Because the thing is with Real Madrid fans is they need a Galactico, and Zidane being the manager isn't itself its own kind of thing.
Yeah. It's very exciting. I can't wait for the transfer season. Van Dijk goes. Should we talk about the FA Cup a little bit?
Jack Grealish, I don't know.
Grealish? Yeah. Oh, yeah. What do we have to say about it? It's good that he scored the winner.
Yeah, I was just... the guy's now been prisoned, hasn't he?
Prisoned?
Yeah. Is that a term?
Yeah, that was harsh.
He's gone to prison?
For 14 weeks.
Which 14 days, isn't it?
No, 14 weeks.
Ah, okay.
14 weeks, yeah.
Which is only serve for 7 weeks, but still.
I guess it's been interesting.
Gary Neville came out.
If you did that on the street.
Yeah.
You would never get sent to prison for doing that on the street.
No.
You would never get sent to prison.
Gary Neville was coming out saying we have to stamp down on this, a player could get stabbed.
Yeah, that was, what's his name? Ashley Young.
Oh, I thought Gary Neville said that.
Oh, maybe, I can't remember who it was, but they were we should start armed guards.
Yeah.
What the fuck is that?
Give the stewards AK-47s.
We should arm the players.
It's crazy.
It's the only way to defend themselves.
I saw a thing which I thought about, and they were 70,000 fans went to... I can't remember what it was. I can't remember exactly the numbers, but it was something 70,000 fans went to football today. Two fans went on the... charged onto the pitch. That's 0.0002% of fans, and now people are calling for armed guards.
But is it just because there was one in Scotland as well?
Yeah,
and that's one thing.
Yeah.
Is it just because people see it on TV and they're like, "Yeah, I'll give it a go"?
Well, as Bielsa, says, it's when people are, feeling isolated in other parts of their life that football really becomes one of the only things they can feel passionate about.
No, that is.
It's because people are isolated from their labour.
Before we go down that rabbit hole, maybe let's... Jasper, what do you think is going to happen in the FA Cup this weekend? Wolverhampton Wanderers against Manchester United could be interesting.
Wolves at home or away? Well, actually, either way.
Yeah.
Would it go to a replay if it's a draw?
Is it FA Cup this weekend?
Yeah, yeah.
That's going to be a good game.
Interestingly, because it's the FA Cup, Liverpool... will play Fulham and Manchester City don't play, so...
Oh, so now I have the fun thing of actually Liverpool being at the top of the league table for quite a while.
Mm.
So, that'll be a good game. Man City will beat Swansea. Palace-Watford.
Palace-Watford?
Pardon?
That could be good. Palace Watford.
Yeah, it could be a bit
Watford
fun.
Watford rested a lot of players in the week against Man City. Got criticised for it.
Troy and Deulofeu.
Yeah.
Deulofeu.
And what else is happening at the weekend? There's probably Premier League football.
There is some.
Yeah, there is. There's nothing exciting. I just looked.
Nothing exciting. Oh,
there's nothing to shout about. There's like Bournemouth, Newcastle.
What do we think about Juventus against Atletico tonight?
That is a big game.
Juve 2-0 down.
I think Chiellini came out as the captain of Juve and said like it's going to be Cristiano's match.
I like it.
Oh, really?
I like it.
Was Cristiano Ronaldo in the last one? Yeah, he was, wasn't he?
Yeah.
Because the thing is, you don't score two goals against... Have you seen, like, Oblak has more clean sheets than goals conceded since he came to Atletico?
Are you serious?
Yeah, it's crazy. His stats. The Atletico defence is crazy.
They love defending.
That's such a good stat. Shut up.
They will. I think if Juve get a goal, though, it will become definitely very interesting.
Yeah, since 2014, Oblak has more clean sheets than goals conceded.
Wow.
Since 2014?
2014?
Yeah. Oh, right. Yeah. This isn't like this year.
Wow.
No. It's fucking crazy.
Oh, this is a good headline on the BBC Sport website. The England's Rice to be named Ireland's Young Player of the Year.
Yeah, I saw that. That's mad. Cool.
That's good.
What are they doing now?
Also the son of one of our listeners, Catherine Rice.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's a good point.
It should be Pilot Pundit's mum's son.
Caroline Rice. Yeah. Well remembered, I'll tell you that.
But she's not actually on Pilot Pundit.
I was training yesterday, so I listened to the whole pod.
Yeah, I listen in my lunch break every now and then.
Well, we got it.
If you don't really want, the thing is, you laugh at the jokes a lot more than you expect.
I know. I'm there sitting in like a cafe, just laughing to myself.
But not as weird as you actually were, because you actually listened to yourself.
Yeah, that's true. I'm like, I just said a funny joke.
We got to keep those. We've got to keep the view counts up somehow, I guess. okay, well...
Do we?
do we talk about... Oh, what's his fucking name?
Chris Heaton.
The Bournemouth manager.
No, it's Chris Heaton, Brighton.
who's the Brighton? What's his name?
Chris Heaton.
No, do we talk about Chris Heaton enough on this podcast?
We need to do a simulation before we end it, I reckon. So, what do you reckon?
I guess you should do tonight.
All right.
Oh, yeah.
Johnny, yeah? Do you want to simulate...
What game are we going to watch tonight? Which is the game to watch?
I know, I was thinking that. Because Man City could actually... I know they are... Are they 2-0 up? What's the score?
Should we try and dual screen it?
You can't watch two games at once.
Well, we do it for 20 minutes and then we pick one based on. We just get a rough sense of which is the game to watch.
Okay.
I think you can definitely watch two games at once.
I'm just going to be watching BBC Parliament.
Oh, yeah, we got the vote.
Did you hear?
Sorry, can I just say. Did you hear what.
That should have been the prediction.
Oh. I reckon.
How much of a margin?
I think it's going to be like 130. I think.
Wait, even more. What was the last one?
Oh, 200. Like 200.
Did you hear Michael Gove's analogy?
No.
He said he compared this deal being overturned to Man United.
I heard it this morning on the radio. Yeah.
And someone pointed out that.
Was it like it was going
to
happen?
Man United overcame the 2-0 deal to stay in Europe.
Oh, that's perfect.
Yeah.
That's good.
No, but the thing is, the ERG aren't even supporting it, so.
Neither the DUP.
Some defenses, though, aren't they?
Yeah, I know, but like, if the ERG won't support an exit bill, then that's not looking good.
150 they're expected to be defeated by?
That's still massive, isn't it?
So is she going to go then? Maybe she's going to resign?
Well, they were saying the next thing she's going to be negotiating is, I can't remember what the joke was, something like Bake Off contract or something like that.
If we've descended.
Yeah, should we do some simulations?
Oh, I was just going to say, the England women won the She Believes Cup.
Yeah.
So, the fact that it's called She Believes is so.
I know. I tried to raise that last week, but yeah, I know.
You can make it now. It's what? So condescending.
I know.
Also, like, all the American women's team had just names of, like, other women on their back. I thought it was weird.
The US national women's team did something on Women's Day, didn't they? They
sued for equal
pay. Yeah.
Well, maybe it's... I guess it was probably... Because the US are quite ahead in women's football, so maybe kind of... Because I think it's been around for quite a long time, so maybe, you know, it's from a different time. But I reckon we're favourites for the World Cup, I'm going to go with. Well, not favourites, but...
Oh, yeah. Is it later this year?
Yeah, it's this summer.
Here?
In fact, I don't know where it is. But today, Nike have unveiled a special women's kit. The first time the women have worn a different kit to the men. They've got this, they call it Deep Crush Red. It's got some flowers on it. Or something like that. So that's going to be exciting.
It would be a powerful statement for us to buy the women's shirt, wouldn't it? That's an interesting idea.
Powerful statement in what way?
I thought you were going to say...
Hi, I'm Anne. I've bought a women's shirt.
I thought you were going to say it would be a powerful statement to win the World Cup. It is.
How can I change the world today?
It's in France. Oh, we could go.
Oh, we could wear.
Oh, let's totally go.
I'd be up for that because, you know, I bet you could get tickets.
Yeah, I bet you could.
The statement if we.
I bet they're
violent pundits.
Oh, I'm such a progressive.
Oh, I can't wait. The first game is the 7th of June, France against Korea.
Ooh, big game.
Big game. So who's in our group then? Let's have a look. We've got
Japan.
Unified Korea.
Argentina, that's going to be tasty. What?
Oh, sorry.
It's like a unified Korea.
South Korea. Sorry. Yeah. So we've got Scotland in our group.
Yeah.
Scotland.
Fuck. That's never allowed. That kind of thing, is it?
We had Wales in the Euros.
Oh yeah, we did.
Except in proper football.
Yeah. Johnny, I'm gonna edit that out, Johnny. That was a joke. No.
What did Johnny say?
He said proper football.
Oh, right.
Jasper.
It's a good joke. It's a good joke.
I'm taking the view now that actually, in about 20, 30 years, women's football will be comparable to men's football.
In what way comparable?
I don't know if that's true.
Well, I've been reading stuff about how women are going to overtake men in endurance sports, like long-distance cycling and long-distance running and stuff.
Really?
Yeah, because apparently all the technology and the tactics and stuff are all being geared towards the male body, that they've never really like thought about how women's bodies are actually better for a long distance, but they've always been using all the sports science is geared towards a male body.
Oh, that's interesting.
Sounds very controversial.
They're trying to, like... Say again?
This sounds very controversial.
But I'm now taking the view that when it gets to the point where every girl growing up plays football in the same way that every boy does, actually the differences will be negligible.
To be fair, I can understand your long distance argument, but I think football, in terms of movement, is probably different, isn't it? It's more agility rather than...
Yeah, but I don't see why that is like that. You don't have...
But it's sprinting,
Players adapt their play style to their body type. Like, Lionel Messi's never going to play like Cristiano Ronaldo, and Ronaldo's never going to play like Messi.
But I've heard about footballers in general, most tend to have quite narrow waists.
Yeah.
Which, even for men, tend to. Well, you get them different for different positions. Centre-backs are more square, but then obviously women...
So we'll have to come back to that claim in 30 years when we're still recording the podcast.
How many episodes down will we be then?
Oh, I guess it's probably 30 a year, isn't it? So we'll come back in...
Yeah.
That's many. I can't do that.
900?
900, okay. Yeah.
I'm just a big believer in the differences in sex are very socialised.
Well, yeah, because one thing is women are really good at, you know, like ultra marathons where they run like you know, 200 miles. Women are a lot better at pacing themselves.
Yeah, yeah.
So that is one thing where they're actually better.
But also, like, long-distance cycling and stuff like that, you want to have a lower upper body weight. And, like, male cyclists, like, do loads of stuff to make sure that they have, like, a lower upper body weight.
But they're not just... there are some things that... I mean, like weightlifting, sprinting, all that stuff, boxing. That's...
Okay, so there are some things where... But, like, I'm not... That's only... If you're taking it from the perspective of, these are the things that men are always going to be better at. But actually, it might be in 30 years, whatever, it's going to be like, well, men are never going to be as good at cycling, like long-distance cycling and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Like that.
The thing is with football as well, and sport, it's like, obviously, like when you watch the women's 100-meter sprint, it's actually really exciting. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. So it's like, if it's just as it's like...
But I think if you think about players like Dimitar Berbatov...
Yeah.
His body, like, he wasn't that fit, he wasn't that fast, he wasn't that strong. He was still a top player.
Yaya Toure.
What's that?
Well, there are players who, aren't physical, amazing.
Yaya Toure is a physical specimen,
He just walks around.
Beast! He's massive!
Yeah, he was quick, strong.
Yaya Toure as an example. I'm going to say something like Busquets.
But I don't know. Really? Busquets is still going to be like a top athlete.
No, he's actually. Well, I agree with Otto. He's like really awkward in the way he moves, and he's like gangly. He's quite skinny.
But it's not about that though. It's about like agility and like coordination.
Well, that's what I mean.
What I was going to say is it's not about just like because men are like bigger and faster, more explosive. Busquets isn't a very explosive sprinter. He's not a very strong individual, but he's got an athlete's body in a different way.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't see any reason why I'm just saying that,
Well, yeah, I think it's more about how exciting the games are, because it doesn't really matter if the women are if the men could beat the women or the women could beat the men.
I'm saying that women will be able to play with men.
No way.
Comparable skill levels.
No,
because Van Dijk would just. Yeah. I mean,
Van Dijk would just push Lionel Messi over, but he can't.
The thing is, Serena Williams, greatest. Yeah. You know Serena Williams? She still loses to men who are 156.
My argument, I guess, is that the number of men who will play tennis from a young age and play football and play sport. Is that every single boy tries to be a professional athlete, not every single woman does. If you had every woman to play sport as much as men did at a young age, the difference would equal out.
Maybe I'd have to see some. I'd have to see the facts about how many boys and girls take up tennis.
Obviously,
I don't know. I feel like because tennis is just about how hard you can hit that ball, isn't it?
I've just been learning a lot about I've been learning a lot about sociobiology and psychological evolution, that kind of stuff, all of that kind of shit. And I've just been learning how bullshit it all is and how many times it's been disproven.
Yeah.
And now I'm just like, at what point does if that trend continues of everything that we kind of believe is evolutionary inevitable?
Yeah.
Eventually, why? Yeah.
Okay, well, we'll have to see in 30 years, I guess.
This football podcast has gone a different
Well, I think we're going to win the World Cup. who else are the favourites? USA, probably.
We've got Scotland and Argentina. Crunch games.
We're going to wreck Scotland, surely.
Yeah.
Wait, what do you know about the women's Scotland and Argentina teams?
Well, I'm not saying anything about Argentina. I'm just kind of imagining the Scottish team are that good.
Germany are quite good, aren't they? Germany normally win.
Sweden.
Sweden are good. Sweden are good.
If only you had Luke to be like, yeah, they kick the ball, they won't kick the ball. we need to do some simulations.
The Women's World Cup simulation.
Yeah.
We're going to do the women's space in sport in 30 years' time.
Yeah. I'm going to go with men still being able to beat women at tennis in 30 years' time.
Are we predicting?
So we're going to do the men's number one versus the women's number one in tennis in 30, and we're going to do three sets or five sets.
Five sets.
Well, yeah, they can. Obviously.
No, five sets.
Yeah, endurance.
I don't know how, actually, in 30 years, tennis would have evolved. 24 sets.
No one would watch
the
that.
Game would have
it's an endurance game.
Yeah, it's an endurance game, man.
Well, therefore, it suits the women.
It's all about how it's all, they walk every point so as to not waste energy for the 24th set.
Well, in that case, women to win by a mile.
But then this is actually something to consider, because every single game has been set up for the male sport.
Well, hockey was made by women.
Okay, so that's one example. But, you know, like the tennis court, the football pitch, all of that shit, you know, it's all created for male sport.
But would there really be a
Yeah, how different would it be? Pitch? If you were going to design a women's sport...
Huh?
If you were going to design a women's sport, then... A new sport, well, roughly
well,
based
but
on
that
others.
Doesn't really what, add up. That doesn't really add up. Okay, with... Oh, I never mind. I was going to say.
So, what does a women's sport look like?
Well, no, but what I mean is, so when you're okay. when we're judging, like what the best sports person is, we're judging them on the sports that, like, you know, the most men play, and the most sports that the men are best at. But that can change.
What about like netball? More women play than men, right?
Yeah.
Do you think, though, you could, if you got the best basketball players...
I've got to go.
Oh, you're the heart of this conversation, so we might have to...
We could do a pilot pundit after hours.
We could do it, yeah. We'll do a special...
Yeah, a special feminist pilot pundit. Discussion on gender theory.
Okay.
Yeah, I've got to go. So.
All right. See you later. Are you coming over, by the way?
Yeah, I'll be over.
Cool. All right.
Well, see you in a bit.
See ya. Yeah. I don't think women are going to ever be able to throw as far as men. Not because they've been socialised or anything.
No, I'm not sold by that theory at all.
I don't really see that one, but...
Yeah, I think... Yeah.
But I'd like to see the evidence... but I don't know. I think it's a bit difficult because it's like the athletics. Women's athletics is as exciting as the men's. If you're watching it in a stadium.
Yeah, I understand your point for that because if you think you've got, across the country, you have thousands of fans going to watch non-league.
Exactly.
Which is a dreadful standard. But football's football and it's interesting.
Yeah.
So women at the highest level will be it will be
exactly.
More aesthetic.
I don't think. Women's sport isn't going to be big. You're not measuring it against men's sport.
Yeah.
Because you don't... I don't know. I find it a bit strange.
It's always tricky, isn't it? Well, it's like with everything. When they complain about... When it's...
you were going to say like when women complain about...
With the pay in it. Because obviously there's far more money in men's sport because more people watch it at the moment.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, so well, I think in America that was fair enough, though.
Yeah.
Because, like, their World Cup champions in the men's team just lose to Panama.
So, like, oh, yeah.
That's more valid that they should get equal pay, I think, with the men.
Yeah.
Oh, I see. So
well, that's an interesting
so the men,
debate. If you
oh,
based
so the men's
on that,
paid.
Though. Because then if the women here won the World Cup, I mean, I know the men, we made it.
Well, yeah, but there's definitely more money in our men's football.
Yeah, but
America's less so.
But it's basically just showbiz, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly.
It's like, even because the big thing is obviously, like, why does Gary Lineker get paid so much more than some other TV presenter? Mm. It's not because, it's just because he's Gary Lineker.
Yeah.
Like, because they're just celebrities. It's a bit hard to put a price on it, isn't it?
Because
that's the thing, that's the hard stuff with the news journalists, because they kind of overlap. Because on one level, they're just being journalists, but then on another level, they're also, like, on television.
Yeah.
And then all this other weird shit comes into play. Cause it's like, you gotta. If you don't get this journalist, then Channel 4 will just bar them.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow. We're off on one today.
Oh, I know.
This is what we're capable of.
Well,
you think we should go more into politics?
Maybe we should. Well, we don't have any women on the podcast here, so just saying.
Yeah.
But we don't get paid, so. It's fine.
So it's equal.
Yeah, it's all equal. alright, fine. Goodbye, Jasper. I'll see you next week for more action.
Yeah, farewell. Goodbye.
see you. When are we going to see you, Johnny? I'm like,
we can finish the pod and then we can chat to Johnny.
Oh yeah, all right, fine. Okay. Yeah, podcast over. Yeah, tune in. Oh no!
You didn't stop recording.
I've recorded it, but it's just didn't happen.